Hi everyone, my name is Andrea Andrushan. I'm a DevOps engineer at Analog Devices, and I'm excited to talk about our process for refining the release strategy of a custom Linux distro. I will share how we've optimized the release process for Kuiper, which is Analog Devices Linux custom Linux distribution. And I will start by presenting what was before, what we have. I will start by telling you what is a custom Linux distro, what is Kuiper. Kuiper serves as the primary distribution for product evaluation boards, offering reference designs, device drivers, and a variety of development utilities. Also includes pre-built boot files for over 140 FPGA systems. Base projects and 30 plus Raspberry Pi designs, and provides access to 1,030 plus device drivers for seamless integration. Also supports application like libio, Scopy, IO oscilloscope, which can run directly on embedded boards or or via wired, wireless network, USB or serial port. Remote access is available from Windows, Linux, and Mac hosts, enabling the data gathering and post-processing using Python, MATLAB, C#, and more. Also is compatible with Xilinx, Intel, Raspberry Pi, and was recently tested on NXP platforms. Basically, Kuiper simplifies the accessibility for embedded system applications. Now, by the end of this talk, I will want you to get insights into what was the old release flow of Kuiper Linux, in order to have a better understanding of the changes that were made and how they impacted the performance, which are some of the major improvements that we needed to integrate in why, and also the current state of our custom Linux distribution. The traditional process was slow, rigid, and prone to delays due to lack of modularity and the high interdependence between components. All the software components were built during the image creation, which meant a longer build time. And another reason for the long release cycle was that the software components were released through Kuiper image. And with no modularity, a bug found in one of those components would delay all of them in the end. Starting from this, we identified the necessary improvements that needed to be done in order to bring Kuiper to the next level. Now, we came up with a few ideas that we then implemented. And the key modifications are creating a stabilization branch for each release component, breaking down the monolith structure to a more modular one. Also, is better for our software components because we can separate them during the release, and each component would have a separate release. Also, we would create Debian packaging for those components, like libraries, user application, those that I previously mentioned, like Scopy, libio, and other stuff. Also, modder configuration for custom images based on the other change mentioned. Also, we expanded the component level testing with a modular custom Docker image, because now if our image is more concise, we can create Docker images and test those components directly on them. And after that, we will be sure there will be